One man who never lets us down is Joshie Rotter. And gee, it's been a busy morning out at Caulfield with the good horses back at the jump outs. How are you, Josh?
Yeah, I'm very well. Yeah, it's crept up on us, hasn't it? It's not a big gap between our big spring carnivals and our summer-autumn carnivals. And we saw the Cox Plate winner and a big group of stars from the Mara and Eustace team stepping out at Caulfield on the course proper this morning.
So how did Sir Dragonet look to you?
I really like the way he looks, actually. Michael, I think he's come back in really good order. He's not a huge horse in stature, but he's very powerful, and he was very strong under John McNeil heading to the barriers today. He had his feet up on the dashboard at various stages heading to the barriers, so he was well, and he was really ready for the task this morning. Now, obviously, 800 metres on the Caulfield course proper against, pretty nippy gallopers such as Hal Romantic and Shotmaker. You wouldn't be expecting him to go out and just win a jump out, but he was, just sat off them, had a nice quiet trial, liked the way he finished off, and he finished off with a full head of steam. So I think he's in for a big campaign. Now the dilemma for the Mara and Eustace team is, where do they kick him off? Do they look for a big group one under 2,000 metres? The question is, Caulfield, 1,400, two group ones within a fortnight, Feb 6 and Feb 20, are both probably likely to be run on firmer footing. And we do know that he does appreciate the cut out of the ground. So that may force their hand, and maybe they look towards Sydney in a race like the Chipping Norton, where they may just get that little bit of give in the ground. But I think wherever he steps out, he's going to be certainly running a big race.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It'll be interesting to see where he goes. And they had Anders also in one of the jump outs, who was one of the big spring spruik horses in that remarkable three-horse race that we saw over the Melbourne Caulfield Cup Carnival. How did Anders come back?
Yeah, it was funny. It was a strange race, wasn't it, Michael? How that last 200 metres was probably run slower than any other race over the carnival. Mm. They went that quick early. He went strong as usual. He was, probably just, obviously we need him to relax a little bit more, but the big challenge with him now will be finding that group one race to win. So he looked good. He looked sharp as usual. Now the question is, does he stay down here for a Lightning Oakley Plate, or does he head up to Sydney for a race like the Galaxy? But wherever he runs, he's got the speed to be competitive at the top level in any race he runs in.
Who was the, outside of the big names that were in action today, was there any horse that caught your eye from the jump outs?
I really liked the way Hal Romantic returned. She's a very good mare, fresh. She travelled really well in her jump out. She jumped out against Sir Dragonet, Shotmaker, Hidden Legend in Southern France. And I thought she looked really sharp. And she'll resume in the Geoffrey Bell Main on February 6th there at Caulfield. That's a Group 3, 1,200. And I think she'll be very hard to beat in a race like that. Her stablemate, Bam's on Fire, was a lovely trial, sat off them and really hit the line well. We saw her graduate the Stakes Company last time in at Caulfield with a win in the Victoria Handicap. I think she'll race well wherever she runs, fresh. Montessera, another one who also goes very well fresh, the Mara and Eustace stable. I really liked the way she finished off her jump out. But as you know, Michael, these jump outs were only the first jump out from any of these horses, so we probably expect to see them again in a jump out or trial before they go to the races. Another one from the Mara and Eustace team is the unbeaten two-year-old Gulf of Suez, who jumped out in Heat 4. Wasn't asked to do a lot. Mark Sarra just asked this unbeaten son of Fighting Son just to take a sit off the speed. But I really liked the way he travelled. This horse will run on Australia Day at Caulfield in one of the Blue Diamond previews. So expect him to run well in whatever he runs in.
And I know you've got jump outs at Mornington tomorrow. And did you have any, was it work this morning or is it tomorrow at Sandown?
No, so they had gallops at Sandown this morning for horses racing on Saturday on the Ladbrokes Park hillside there on Saturday. So Patrick Payne and some other stables. I know Busson and Young were taking Tagaloa for a bit of a look around there this morning, but unfortunately couldn't be in the two places at the one time, so I can't offer much on the gallops at Sandown this morning. Tomorrow morning, we've got jump outs at Mornington, and the Freedman team have got Derby winner Warning taking his place, as well as Prophet Stum and a couple of other smart horses. So you can keep up to date with all that action on mrc.racing.com, the jump outs page, and all the jump outs will go up for Caulfield after lunchtime today, and then tomorrow after lunchtime for the Mornington jump outs. But if you look really deep at this morning's jump out, Michael, there was some really good talent throughout and definitely some horses to follow. So make sure you get your black book out and do your homework.
Ah, Joshy, that's why we've got you, best in the business, to help us with all of that stuff. A great little report this morning from the jump outs. Exciting stuff. The good horses are coming back. Appreciate your time, Josh.
Anytime. Happy racing to all the listeners.